If you've never tried Malort, I really don't know how to recommend it to you. On one hand, if you've never had it, you're missing out on something authentically Chicago. On the other hand, it's disgusting.
Aspirin, Tylenol, and a little bit of pine.
That's my opinion.
Like burnt wood.
It is like wood.
Some burnt.
Most first-time drinkers of Jepsen Malort reject our liquor. Its strong, sharp taste is not for everyone.
How's that for a ringing endorsement? Yes, Malort is a kind of liquor. It's kind of amber-colored and comes in a big bottle with an old-timey-looking label emblazoned with the Chicago flag.
Our liquor, with its brusque taste, is produced by macerating an unusual species of herb which grows wild on northern European mountainsides. Only one hand gathering in 4 years can be expected to produce that unique taste of Jepsen Malort.
For the longest time, it was manufactured and bottled right here in Chicago, hence the flag and the hometown pride. And even though it's bottled in Florida now, you can really only get it in northern Illinois. I first found out about Malort from my friends Coyote and Brandon. This is Coyote.
It's awful, but now I'm hooked. It's a love-hate relationship.
Coyote is kind of a character. He has a big mustache and big glasses and loves the absurd and the eccentric. I've seen him set off fireworks at the Bloomingdale tracks and attack a piñata with a samurai sword. He's obsessed with R. Kelly, but also Werner Herzog. And his bike is covered in dozens of tiny dog stickers and the phrase, "Who let the dogs out?" in big stick-on letters. So yeah, he's kind of a hipster, but he's also awesome. When I first moved to Chicago and didn't really know anyone, Coyote and our other friend Brandon decided they were going to adopt me and show me what this town was all about. Higher on their list of priorities was introducing me to Malort. So after trying it out at the Happy Bar at Ukrainian Village, we went over to Binny's on Grand and Wells to pick up a bottle and pass it around.
So we're walking through the wine aisle to the liquor aisle.
Oh, these all kind of look like Malort bottles. They're all like brown. Okay, we need to find the Campari, and I think it's going to be with the Campari because they're both really bitter.
Oh, there it is. Look, right there.
Oh, wow. There you go. Are you man enough to drink? Oh, wow. They redid the label. It actually looks like it was made in like the 1990s now. This is good. Jepsen's Malort liqueur.
Are you man enough to drink our two-fisted liquor?
Yeah, this is good.
Bottle in hand, we head over to the Fulton Market District, where a bunch of bike kids are standing around drinking and doing tricks on their bikes.
I should say that we're standing in an industrial parking lot, which seems like a really appropriate location to be doing this.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of pimping and body dumping done in this district, so really an appropriate liquor for this scenario.
Coyote pulls the bottle of Malort out of his bag.
Oh my God! Who brought that? Did you?
We did.
Wait, what is it?
Here's the
deal.
You've never had it? No, I have not.
You have to try Malort. It's something completely different than
anything
you've
ever had.
It is a liqueur.
Actually,
it is. Yeah.
Oh, it's a two-fisted liqueur.
I'll take a demo shot.
All right, Haley, here's the deal. It's not that scary, and it's kind of a Chicago rite of passage.
Oh, God.
The ingredients won't disgust you.
And drink it.
Just have
take a big
pull.
Don't
you can't
don't
smell it.
Don't smell it?
No, you gotta just do it.
Do a full shot.
Full swig.
Solid. There you go.
It's not bad.
Yeah!
Nice! Woo!
Doesn't really taste like anything
at all.
Besides, like, cleaning water? Detergent or something.
Whatever, she's drunk. Don't Alex, your turn.
Solid.
There you go.
Aspirin, Tylenol, and a little bit of pine.
That's my opinion. Yeah, it's kind of piney.
Yeah.
I don't buy any of this. Look at that. Look at that face right
there. It's
just
this, yeah, it's a
look
nasty,
you didn't detect
like...
any subtle, like, flavors of charred oak or
vanilla? Step forward, my friend.
You know,
what's your name?
It's not,
Rudy.
It's not.
All right,
here we go.
Good swig, good swig.
Like burnt wood.
It is like wood.
Some burnt.
Yes. Very burnt.
Hold on. It's still some new flavors are still.
They come
it's
up.
Like it's burnt. Good.
Or you got at least a good 5 to 10 minutes before it goes away. So you have plenty of time to
it's
think of it.
Yeah.
Definitely some burnt wood. It's awesome.
So I will give a prize to the person who comes up with the most creative Malort mixed drink.
Oh my, no.
Malort orange juice with a splash of grenadine, and it would be a Swedish sunrise.
Oh!
Pretty good. That's
okay,
good. I can see
last
that working.
Last night at T&M, they were telling us that Malort and tonic is actually a decent drink. But I don't feel the need to waste tonic on that.
All this talk of Malort mixed drinks reminds Brandon of another bar that also serves it. And one epic night, they all tried to go there.
So shortly after Coyote and I had discovered Malort for ourselves, we found out that this place called Motel Bar has 25-cent shots of Malort on Mondays. We posted on the internet. We thought this was going to be a great idea. We were going to get a whole bunch of people to just rush into Motel Bar, a whole bunch of dirty bikers in their swanky lounge, and order nothing but 25-cent shots of Malort. Turns out there was a completely epic downpour that night, right as everyone was coming home from work. So everyone was already soaked, and Coyote calls me from the California Clipper, and he's like, "We're already wet, we're still going to go, just do it." So I meet them there. E. Farrar is with us, who has been to a concert early in the evening, is already smashed,
I don't
totally,
even remember
totally
that.
Hammered. And the only other person that was actually willing to go with us was Coyote's ex. And so we ride through the pouring rain from California to the river to get to Motel Bar, running all of the lights along the way as E. Farrar blows through every intersection yelling clear without looking for traffic.
What's your point? What's your point?
We got to Motel Bar and ordered shots, and the dude looked like he had never, ever seen anyone order the drink since he'd been working there.
He had never actually had anyone come in there and order Malort from him before, so he gave us a bunch of the rounds for free. And then there was, and he was taking shots with us, and they were big shot glasses too. So we had already had like,
they were like whiskey glasses.
Yeah.
Basically.
So yeah, I was pretty messed up, and I started arguing with my ex-girlfriend. So
I cut out shortly before that happened,
which was an excellent idea.
Sewer grate. Didn't tell anybody. I walked straight out the door. Sewer grate.
Rode home.
You wasted all that good Malort.
Oh God.
And we totally left wet butt prints all over the swanky furniture because we were totally, completely soaked.
And so that's basically how our what was
affair.
Supposed to be a weekly affair, Malort Mondays, never happened again.
The first and last Malort Monday.
Well, despite the fact that it's not Monday, I think we could go there, like right now.
Huge. Dude, huge. Where are you? Ashley in Milwaukee, we're going to Motel Bar to get fucked up. Meet us there.
All right. Should we do this? We just tried to order some Malort.
Malort, yes.
Do you have any?
I don't think we have any now. We normally carry it, but...
Yeah. Do people, like, actually come in and order it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because it's 25 cents.
Yeah. So why is it that cheap?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's gross.
Really?
It's like eating a dandelion.
How often do you have to restock?
Quite a bit. We sell quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how fast do you go through it?
At least a bottle a month.
Okay.
At least. I mean, we normally have two or three bottles on hand at all time, but...
Whenever they're at the bar and they're like, it's my birthday, can you buy a shot for me? We're like, yeah, we have something for you. So literally this one girl, do you remember that night that I gave the group of girls a shot? And she was offended. She said that was the worst thing I've ever tasted and I'm not coming back here again. And I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that, you know.
And you don't have any right now?
No.
Oh,
I can double check.
Would you double check? Okay, thank you. They have it. Oh man.
We'll send a shot over to everybody.
Oh man, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
How many shots do you have?
Yeah, how many people are over there?
There's a lot of us. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we'll stay for a drink then. Now that there's more,
so,
yeah. That's...
All right.
Thanks.
Actually, you know, I'll bring these over.
All right.
What happened?
I knew it.
They found a bottle, and they're giving us 11 free shots.
It's on us, on the house, apparently.
It's on the house.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
My faith is restored.
Does everybody have a shot?
I think so.
Hey, Evan, everybody, raise your glass. Down it.
Oh man, that is so foul. But it's so good.